covering Michigan like no one else. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
It seems to me that every common sense proposal that's put forth, certainly by this president, is attacked immediately by the left. But nothing more clear than yesterday when the Democrats are screaming, the president must solve this problem, a problem created by Congress, perpetuated by the last two administrations at least, and probably further when it comes to immigration problems and the fact that we have problems at the southern border. So Democrats like Chuck Schumer and others stand up and scream, this president must do something. Well, Senator Schumer, will you help? No, I'll not help. This is his problem. He created this problem. Donald Trump didn't create the problem. He enforced the laws put in place first in 1997, followed in 2005, and put in a zero-tolerance policy so that we could effectively address the flood of illegals coming over the southern border. Go back. Listen to Bill Clinton talk about it. Listen to Barack Obama talk about it. Listen to George W. Bush talk about it. It just goes on and on and on forever, and nothing ever gets solved. Well, today there'll be a couple of plans put forth on the floor, the Good Lad Bill, and then the more moderate bill from Paul Ryan. But all of these bills provide either work permits or a path to citizenship. Some would like to go a lot further. And let's remember, there are really only two issues on the table when it comes to the election in November. Really are two issues. Immigration and the economy, with national security and things like North Korea coming in farther behind. Joining me now is Congressman Tim Walberg. Welcome back, Congressman.
Good to be back with you. Interesting times.
Yeah, well, always interesting times. I think there really are two issues to discuss. The economy, which the Democrats don't want to have any conversation about because, you know, 3.8% unemployment and GDP that could top 4% in the second quarter here. These are issues. They don't want to talk about that at all, so it's anything they can do to distract. So now we've got crying babies at the border, so let's talk about that and focus our attention there. Now, it's less than 2,000 children that have been separated from their parents, and if you commit a crime, you get separated. But that notwithstanding, the president said, okay, he acquiesced. We'll not do this for now, but we need a plan. So the Good Lad Bill, the Ryan Bill, these are going to be on the floor today. What do you make of it?
Well, it's not the Ryan Bill. It's Good Lad 1 and Good Lad 2, in fact.
Fair enough.
It gives us an opportunity to move forward, to do things to settle this problem, but also both bills build the wall, give the full funding to the president, the implementation of any type of additional visas that will be held in abeyance until the five-year plan for building the wall is completed. That's a good thing. That's even in Good Lad too. So I think we have two bills that should address the concerns of basically everybody in the United States, including Democrats, but it won't satisfy the Democrats.
Yeah, but hold on.
Anyway. And it was interesting yesterday when the president signed the executive order to say, okay, we're going to leave the kids with the parents, if indeed they are parents, because as you rightly said, Steve, 2,000 of these kids were with parents. The 12,000, total 12,000, 10,000 others were with, I guess you would say, coyotes, human traffickers, non-parent, non-family members that came across. And so it was totally legal both ways, both crossing the board at the wrong spot illegally and not being a parent. So that's
if you come into this country,
the president says we're going to sign this executive order that says from here on out, the zero policy says we will keep the kids with parents, family members, but we've also got to rebuild the housing for them that Democrats opposed back under Obama and said, no, you can't put kids in these holding centers with parents. So they're getting what they didn't want. And it's come out very clearly as of yesterday. They don't even want that. They just want open borders.
Well, that's clearly, here's the problem, Congressman. Democrats, they are only concerned with parents when it comes to separation of families. The only parents are actually concerned with are the ones that are watching on television and can vote in November. They don't really, I don't think their concern is particularly with the parents at the southern border. Their concern is with parents in Kalamazoo, and Kokomo and other places. They don't care about what goes on except if it can impact votes. So therefore, they want to put all their focus and all their attention there because Chuck Schumer spent the week saying, Mr. President, I will not help you. You must fix this problem you created, which, of course, Donald Trump didn't create.
Right.
And this is after Schumer had been there saying, we need to do X, Y, Z. So the president then signs it, and the Democrats complain because it's not good enough.
Yeah, none of us want to see kids yanked away from parents. We don't want that. But we also want those kids that come across for the first time to come legally to see that this is a nation that everyone is treated equally under the law. That's the beauty of America. The law is supposed to stand for everybody. And so the first thing they realize when they come across is that, no, the law doesn't stand for anybody. Some people are given a special pass. Now, that's what the Democrats want to give the perception of for votes. You accurately said that. But they only have this issue now to go after because, as you said accurately, the economy is buzzing along very well right now. We had a hearing, a lengthy hearing in Energy and Commerce Committee yesterday, subcommittee, looking at the impact of the tax cut policy on commerce, specifically on small business and large business, on the impact of the businesses themselves, but the employees. And all we heard was greater security, greater incomes, greater opportunity, greater investment. And we had one guy sitting at the table saying, it isn't working. that's the mantra that they're dealing with. So now they get this issue where they can put a picture, and Republicans aren't good at painting pictures. We ought to get better at that.
Why is that?
We ought to talk about the pictures of people who have MS-13 gang members taking lives away from their family members. We ought to talk about the fact of the drug running that's killing people all across this nation, 115 a day dying from overdoses, fentanyl included, that comes in. Those are the
or
pictures
we've
got to paint more effectively,
more.
Not just the statistics, but the law
is the law, and
we have to find a way to follow it.
I think you'll find that the actual number of people at some point will get better statistics. I think it's more than 115 a day. Congressman, but I just think that it's worse than we're being told. Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan 7th Congressional District. I want to focus on one thing you said there. None of us want kids yanked from parents. That's become a common refrain, Democrats, Republicans. How about this? None of us want parents to be committing crimes, so we have to consider that. How about that? How about we have parents that don't commit
absolutely
felonies?
Right. And that's the other side of the picture that the media does not want us to see. The Democrats certainly don't want us to see that crimes are being committed. And what are we going to do? Turn away from the crime that's committed. We're sending parents to prison every day for committing crimes as citizens in this country, in Michigan and other places, and kids aren't going into jail or prison with them. That's accepted. But this is a political thing that's going on. We have to solve it. We have to secure our borders, and that's what this president wants to do. And we want to put an immigration policy in place that makes sense for not just the short term until the November election, as Chuck Schumer wants. We want to put it in for the long term so America is the land of the free, the home of the brave, and an opportunity as a beacon for people to come to who want to be American and experience what America offers, as well as the laws that we put in place that treat everybody as equal under the law.
Yeah, all right, so we're going to take a quick break here. Congressman Tim Walberg here with us, because it's not just the economy the Democrats don't want to talk about. There's a whole list of things they want to talk about, including James Comey, Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, and a lot of people. We're going to talk about it, Congressman. Sit tight. It's 41 after on a Thursday. We'll talk about this after the break because I wonder what Peter Strzok's doing today. Struck out. That's what it is. 41 after on the Steve Rivers Show.